This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Ah, yes. Well, it's Friday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. No, it is not. First downs and Friday night lights.
What? What is it?
Hold on. I'll give people a second. But, you know, coming out of the fall sports where we were really, you know, enjoying Friday night football and all of the other things that happen in the fall, whether it's cross country, different things that go on. Coming into the winter sports, we thought, you know what? We need a new way to talk about that. And Johnny Lupinacci, who right now is stuck in a meeting, you know, being
he's an educated educator, he's got to do some education.
Yeah, he's got those things, you know, his responsibilities for being that person, and he's there right now. But we are moving into, Johnny actually came up with this idea as we're talking about winter sports, the idea of free throws and face-offs.
Yeah.
There we go. Let the listeners think about that. What would that mean? Well, you know what? In fact, though, we're going to our old standby. Well, he's not necessarily old himself. Chad Holmes, though, Civic Media's own, you know, extraordinaire, bringing him back in to kind of talk about what's happening in the winter as we really talk about, again, all the essential curriculars, not just sports, but the reality is that, you know, we are making a shift. Free throws, face-offs. Chad Holmes, welcome back to Busted Pencils. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, but I am actually older than the last time we talked, because earlier this week, the number went up another slot.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, Chad. So
when you say that, I'm getting older and older and older.
It's better than the alternative. Older, course,
but when you have the number that goes, you hear the click.
Well, it's okay. So we can say happy 31st birthday.
Oh, you're too kind.
To Chad Holmes. He is there, and man, if Jess and I would have known, we'd have baked you a cake.
We're all good. We've stopped celebrating.
Tim would have baked you a cake in Ohio, and then you would have had to go and get it.
Hey, you know what? We figure these things out. Well, Chad, though, so yeah, we're making the transition. You know, had a great fall with all of the fall sports and the conversations we had with you, but we're moving into winter, and you know, we're talking about this free throws and face-offs. Obviously talking about basketball and hockey, but there's a lot more going on. We'll talk about the different things that are happening in winter, but you know, we got a special request though. So I'm going to move into talking about hockey. Johnny Lupinacci wants to know, what are we making of this hockey? What's going on? In fact, is, you know, what is it? The Blaze that we're
the Storm.
The Storm. The Storm. Oh, I'm sorry. I threw that in there just for correction. So the Storm, Chad, tell me more about the Storm and help us get people acquainted with free throws and face-offs.
Well, last time we were on, we were talking about, I was getting ready for the first hockey broadcast, which here in central Wisconsin, I cover sports around the Wausau area, and for girls hockey, we have a co-op team that involves Wausau West and Wausau East and DC Everest and Mosinee. And the Central Wisconsin Storm has been a co-op for a little more like 20, 25 years now.
Wow.
And they've been very successful. And they've won a handful of state championships, including last year, and had a chance to go and broadcast their first game last week as they start the road again towards a championship. And I'm very happy to report they looked very, very solid. They defeated Wisconsin Valley Union, which is the Stevens Point Wisconsin Rapids co-op, 5-1. And the Storm actually has a couple of new goaltenders, a couple of freshmen. I mean, it's really impressive to see freshmen out there. And saw one of the freshmen in action, and she was just really calm, cool, and collected. But the good news is, I think for Storm fans, this team has the potential to to be very competitive. It's a long season. I won't make any bold predictions quite yet, but they looked very, very solid, I thought, for game number one.
So we're talking about, though, the Storm. This is a high school team. When you're talking about freshmen, we're talking about freshmen in high school all the way. And so, the reality here is that some of the school districts and you said a co-op, this idea that their own individual schools may not have the resources or the numbers to field their own hockey team. And this is a way to bring that together so that these are girls from multiple schools and school districts in the Wisconsin area that you pointed out coming together to form this team, the Storm.
Exactly right. And there's challenges. I've seen this in multiple sports over the years where we have, I think we've seen a lot more of it in football in recent years. And sometimes some of these co-ops can give you a bit of a shot in the arm for a year or two. And then some of the same challenges start to go into play. But I think when you do have a co-op, obviously you have some more travel because just to get to practice, in the case of the Storm team, they have what are called Mosinee Mondays. They practice in Mosinee on Monday. They often then practice at DC Everest in the middle of the week. They sometimes practice at Marathon Park here in Wausau. So, I mean, they have three different rinks that they practice at. And it's a challenge. Obviously, it's much easier if you're going to school and then you just walk to the practice field or the practice rink or wherever you are. And we've seen that, I think, often in football where you have a couple of schools that are struggling for numbers. They come together, all of a sudden, a much bigger team. But after a couple of years, some of those challenges rear their ugly head because you don't want it to be that hard to get to practice. Right. You don't want it to be on Friday night you travel, but you don't want to be traveling every day as well.
And exactly. Yeah. You think about that because, when I lived in Verona, Wisconsin, right there was the hockey rink, you name it. If you were doing something in Verona, it was right there. And so going to practice was not a big deal. So pointing out that even just the fact that traveling for practice but I think what that does though is points out the commitment that these student athletes really, again, show. And we've talked about, what are the importance of these essential curriculars here, very particularly sports. Boy, it really shows and helps create this kind of a commitment to really pull this off. Because on top of then now practicing in three different ice areas and making those travel arrangements, again, too, these are student athletes. They're also, guess what? They're still going to school all day long with all of those homework assignments, exams, and even the other essential curriculars that they also might be involved in too, where they're playing hockey and they're also part of the choir or they're doing this band and just realizing this. And so how these things all come together, you say these are really great opportunities for students that we'd like to see every student in Wisconsin, all actually across the nation, if you're listening to this anywhere else, that the essential curriculars play that essential role in creating an experience that is beyond the academics. It really creates this whole citizen, this community member, this person that gets to participate. And we do this by making sure that they have those opportunities to really develop in that way. So Chad, a lot of hockey going on, girls hockey. Now I'll ask a naive question. I'm assuming men's hockey too.
Yep. The boys are underway as well. I do Wausau West hockey here on our station. And they're underway. They, I think, are a solid team. In fact, as I look ahead to all my sports coverage and we talk about, the basketball and the hockey and everything else. And I do a weekly show for a couple of hours where we talk to coaches and players and look ahead. And in fact, the big game in the next week will be Wausau West and Stevens Point. And Stevens Point is considered, if not one of, maybe even the number one ranked team in the state. And I think Wausau West is a very solid program as well. So coming up next Tuesday, it's a very big early season showdown. So it's got me going. It's going to be cold outside, but it's going to be very warm in the arena. When West and Stevens Point get together over the years, they've just been fantastic games. And frankly, really quickly, over the last number of years, Stevens Point, in the game next Tuesday is going to be here in Wausau. They've had a very good job of some of their kids sneaking in I think it's an octopus, but some sort of biped, little frozen piece of from the local seafood department. And when they would score their first goal, they've been able to throw it onto the ice, and it would go because it was frozen. And
like an actual octopus?
I think so. I think an octopus, some sort of seafood. And then they have to stop the game and bring out a shovel and get it off the ice. But I know the folks that are at the front doors are going to be very
checking pockets for frozen seafood.
Because it's become a little bit of a pattern in recent years. It's become a very, very intense rivalry, and some of the students are taking it to that next step.
Man, it's just going across. Thinking about this, if you're listening right now to our new segment, you know, it's still Fridays, but free throws and face-offs. Love to hear from you, 608-557-8577, 608-557-8577. That's the number for the mailbag. You know, you can ask us questions. Jess, you comment.
Well, I mean, if you have something strange that you've seen thrown on the ice at a game, let us know. Have you seen some frozen seafood make its way onto the ice? We would love to hear it.
We would absolutely love to hear that. I'm glad you pointed that out, Jess, too. And this is also the time, too. If you know, we would love to hear from any of the athletes that are out there competing. You know, if you're hearing about the show, you know, come and talk to us, 608-557-8577. You know, we'll do a feature on your team and the work that you're doing. You know, put that out there for every student athlete that is engaged in a winter sport right now. We'd love to talk to you here on Busted Pencils. So there it is. So Chad, hockey. Now, the other part of winter sports, big winter sports, free throws, basketball. What do we know? What do we need to know? What's happening?
It's very interesting, actually. It's always, you know, we had Thanksgiving weekend, and there's always a lot of tournaments going on. There was a lot of teams that were playing on Friday and Saturday, kind of getting the season going. The girls had started a week earlier, but the boys really just got going Thanksgiving week. And you learn a lot. It's, you know, sort of a bonding as well, because some of these teams go off for a weekend and face some really good competition. So right now we're just sort of getting the feel, I think, for a lot of these teams. There's, as you well know, I mean, every year there's a group that graduates, and then there's a group that comes in, and it's not a case where if a team is outstanding the year before, it necessarily means they're going to be great again this year. There's still that coming together, and it's something that I think people don't kind of realize is the interpersonal aspects of teams is very important. I've seen so many teams that ultimately have a lot of talent, but if you don't get along well, if you don't have that connection, you just don't perform as well. And I think especially for kids, I just think that a lot of folks think, these kids are really, you know, they can do all the you know, the shooting and the dribbling and the defense all exceptionally well. But boy, I mean, I'm very lucky because I go off and I watch some practices. I get a chance to talk to kids every week on the show. And that's one thing you find out. I mean, you hear that, you know, hey, I love my teammate. Then the group is better than the individual pieces. But on the other end, there's sometimes teams that have wonderful individual pieces, but they don't connect as well.
They ain't working together. And you say, I mean, and there again, great example though, too, of going, you know, what are the you know, the assets that student athletes are able to get? You know, they can get the skill set that they need for the individual sport, but then the reality, here's a team working together, and how does that then contribute to further success in life? Because actually working together in a team, boy, that's going to be one of those things that's going to, you know, serve you incredibly well in the future. So pointing that forward, you know, basketball, thinking about this, Chad, sixth grade, you know, bad memories for me. My first opportunity to become, you know, team sports, we were in middle school, and that was the first time where there was an opportunity to try out for a team. And, you know, I think in sixth grade, I don't know, I mean, I'm only 5'6" now. I'm pretty sure I was under 5 foot at the time. I couldn't do a layup, and guess what? I didn't make the team.
Oh,
I know. I was devastated. I went the following year, and this is one of those things, it inspired me. I went to all these little basketball camps to try to make myself better, to learn how to do a layup, because darn it, I was going to make that team the following year in seventh grade. And I did. But that goes forward, though, here, and this is all leading up to the story. However, during that sixth grade year when I didn't make the basketball team, the wrestling coach found me and brought me onto the wrestling team. And I wrestled my whole first year in sixth grade. And then seventh grade, I made the basketball team. And my wrestling coach then came and said, okay, great. You proved you can make the basketball team. Now, are you going to come back and do wrestling the way you're supposed to? Because guess what? You're short, you're fast, and you're strong. You're not going to be a basketball player. And he was right. And so I went into wrestling. So wrestling now, right? This is also a winter sport.
Absolutely. And it's very much. And it's so interesting to see, because like during the fall, we talked a lot about football. You see some of the guys that go on to play become wrestlers in the winter. Some could play basketball, some play hockey. It's always interesting to see what they do the next season, because you see a lot of, I see a lot of linemen in football that hit the mats. A lot of the skills that you see that are in the battle at the line of scrimmage during the fall, they are able to use on the mats.
And, well, you go from one tackle to another, eh?
Yes. I mean, again, the moves and the one-on-ones that you have in the box on the football field. And you're right. I mean, it's always interesting to see what schools have the success in wrestling, because often you see a lot of the same schools, they just have that culture. For many years, Wisconsin Rapids here in central Wisconsin, I mean, they had decades of dominance. They have not been quite at that level recently, but different communities seem to have a lot of their top athletes that'll move to the wrestling during the winter. Some of them are more of a basketball school or more of a hockey school. But, I mean, it's very interesting to see some of the kids that you watch in the fall and where they go in terms of the winter. And wrestling definitely here in the state of Wisconsin is one that a lot of people really do keep an eye on.
Keep an eye on that. And then also, as I learned, girls, female, women's wrestling also. And that's a winter sport also, right?
Absolutely. And real interesting about the girls sport last year during, because I do a Wednesday night high school show where we bring in a kid every week. And I brought in one of the girl wrestlers from Wausau West. And the thing is, she walks in, you would never in a million years think of her as a wrestler. I mean, she is the nicest young lady, but boy, when she gets on the mat, she has that same competitive fire.
Wow.
And I am such a fan of girl sports generally, because I just think that these young ladies who work exceptionally hard deserve the same opportunity. In fact, in my life, my mom was a wonderful athlete in her whole life. She played softball for years. She played golf. She was a champion at her club. But it was before girls had the opportunity at the high school level. And she would say, boy, I wish I would have had the chance when I was going to high school to play basketball, to play any of these sports. And I just think that one of the greatest things that's happened was back in the early 1970s when the decision was made that, hey, you have to be able to give girls the same opportunities as boys.
Boy, pointing out too the reality that whole, you know, that came out of the Department of Education, Title IX right there, the equal opportunities, and potentially that might now be under threat with this new election, and you know, the wishes of the current president elect to do away with the Department of Education. So something to be thinking about there, Chad. You know, glad you pointed that out, because, you know, as we're talking about this, that what you just pointed out, an incredibly wonderful opportunity for females and girls could be at risk here, because no Title IX. And school districts won't have to then create that equal opportunity. Chad, I am, you know, again, always enjoy when you come on and talk to us. You know, we've got a lot going on, so we're just beginning these seasons. I, you know, want to thank you for all the work you do. Johnny said you called an incredibly awesome game. He loved listening. He's like, Chad is really good. So I encourage all the listeners too, when Chad is out there calling play-by-play, you want to jump on that and listen to that, particularly across the Civic Media application and networks. That's where you can find that. Chad, man, you know what, though? This is the time where it's a moment of zen. They have the guns. We have the poets. Therefore, we will win. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us on the new Free Throws and Face-Offs. Yeah, our Friday drop. Make sure you hang out, though, Wednesday for Dr. Jill Underley. Our class is in session. And, oh, I forgot, though, too. Saturday, big, big episode. Dr. Jonathan Gierko coming at us and, again, giving us the opportunity to explore deeply the realities of what will it mean to have President-elect Trump, and can we compromise and find some common ground? And always, again, first downs. No, not first downs. Free throws and face-offs. It's going to be hard for me to remember that. But everybody, come back and keep busting pencils.